And a Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team this weekend will travel to Northern State and MSU Moorhead. Transfer and senior forward Sean Jones joining us, native of Seattle, Washington. Sean, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
How was your break?
Not long enough. Not long enough, but glad to be back with the team and everything and back in the snow and just getting used to everything. And long season, so excited to be back.
As a transfer, typically transfers get 2 years. You only get the 1 year. I'm sure that led to a lot of decisions to be made on your part. Is this going to be the right fit? Because it was your last chance. How's the transition been?
It's been kind of difficult, but I feel like, you know, like I said, it's a long season, and I'm starting to really just get used to the coach's new system and the players and things like that. And it's kind of different being the one new guy when a lot of guys returning and used to playing with each other. But it's good that coach is, you know, new as well. So, it's working out so far.
Everybody wants to play all the game, the entire game, every game. But you happy with the minutes that you've gotten so far?
I can just control what I can control and just work hard in practice. And, you know, hopefully, you know, my name gets called, I'm ready. You know, so that's what I've just been focusing on when I got back here. I was a little frustrated in the beginning, but, you know, I just want to do what I can to make the team better. So,
you guys had lost the one game to St. Cloud State, close game. You guys led most of that game. Then you've followed that up with three straight wins before break. How important was it just to get some wins again before a couple-of-week layoff?
It was important, but we know that we can play with anyone. Clearly, you know, we close game with Metro and then a close game with St. Cloud, which we were up the whole game, like you said. So it was good to get some wins under our belt, but we know we can compete with anyone. So.
Why did you choose BSU?
I chose BSU because Coach Boesky and Coach Ryan, they're just really good guys and just, you know, really were straightforward with me on what, you know, what to expect and things like that. And they wanted to help me get my degree as well. And, you know, Hawaii was fun, but maybe just a little bit too much fun. And so this is just a good situation to focus on school and sports as well. And so far, so good.
One might look at the roster and go, Hawaii Pacific, what in the heck's he doing coming to Bemidji where it's snowy and cold all the time? From Seattle, it's not like you haven't dealt with some cold and maybe even a little snow.
Not 0 degrees, though. It's rainy and maybe 30, 40, but this is definitely new to me. But I'm getting used to the cold, you know. I won't be walking around in shorts or anything like Hawaii, shorts and T-shirts every day. But it's new and new experiences. I like it, you know.
You guys have been on the road for one trip already in the league. What's it like? Obviously, the competition is a lot better than the preseason competition was, but what's a road trip like where you know you got to play back-to-back nights against two pretty good teams?
I love it, honestly. Nothing against practice, but, of course, you always rather play in a game. And so, you know, you get to travel, you get an excuse to miss class and, you know, be with the teammates. So it's just like it's a fun road trip, you know, to spend time with the team because everyone gets along. And like I said, we're ready to compete with anyone. So,
when you were at Hawaii Pacific, did you play back-to-back nights a lot?
Yeah, a lot of our road trips, we would play three or four schools because we flew a lot, to play certain opponents. So, I'm kind of used to being on the road a lot and playing back-to-back games. So, it gets you in a rhythm, I guess, and so I like it, you know.
What else is different about the competition as far as what you've had in the past and what you were used to now? Is the NSIC more physical, more fast-paced? How can you compare the two?
I would say at HPU, the teams are more finesse and more guard-oriented and just got up and down a little more. But out here, it's a lot of, Husky players like Bruisers and, you know, just I would say more physical, but talent is pretty much the same. But this team is definitely like we get along and we mesh a lot better than my previous team. So that's why I would say the main difference is.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.